So I would like to bring you to a couple of challenges. So I'm going to introduce you to two different technologies with similarity and what we call platform technologies. So I want you to understand what kind of challenge we face when someone comes to you with something that you feel is super interesting, is super cool, but you don't have someone yet that's going to tell you, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to spend money on it. So this is a technology, Polymer Opals, and probably the best way to introduce you to this technology is if you can click on the link, the YouTube one, so you can actually see what happened. So we sit in a room, someone from the university comes to you and does that. So it's basically stretching a piece of material, and it's changing color with a certain vibrant color that wouldn't be able before, and it's also showing a pattern underneath. So I probably did the same face you're doing now. Open my mouth and awesome. What do I do with it now? And this is the question I wish to ask you. And I think that's where the interactive part starts with this technology, and we move to the next one. But what do you do with it? What market? What should you do? Who should you approach? What you should think of? First of all, this is still an ongoing project as the next one. So I don't actually have a successful answer to share with you, such as we sell billions and there is a company now, you know, everyone is a millionaire. I don't have that. But what I can share with you is the challenges we faced so far. And the first challenge we face is everyone likes it. No one knows what to do with it. So we engage with fashion designers. They play around with it. They loved it. Is the difficulties in actually dealing with the material itself, because you need to coat an existing material. Therefore, when you go in fashion, you need to have it tailored to your body in a particular way, in the terms of, you know, the wave that the designer wish the material, the dress to have, and things like that. So we are still engaging with this designer further, and we hope that, you know, there will be interest there. But, you know, that's kind of, it took several months in order for us to, first of all, pass the message across correctly to someone who doesn't have to deal with technology every day, understand what they actually try to tell you, what the problems are and what they wish to use it for, and then try to build on that and develop it to try to match their needs.